All right, so everyone's talking about the future of work these days, right?
Yeah, seems like it's on everyone's mind.
And you sent over this article by Paul Dewey called 59% of the Global Workforce Requires Upskilling to Remain Employable.
Interesting title, right?
I mean, that title alone makes you think, like, wait, is my job safe?
It makes you wonder, huh?
So that's what we're diving into today.
Yeah, let's unpack that.
What does that mean for the average person?
And maybe some things people haven't thought about yet.
Okay, so this article dives into some pretty wild stats about the future of jobs.
It does.
It says 59% of the global workforce needs to upskill by 2030
Wow.
just to stay employed.
Huge number.
That's like basically everyone we know needing to learn something new.
Yeah, it is a huge shift, and there's a few things driving it.
Okay.
The article talks about technology,
Oh, yeah.
AI, and
Oh, my
automation
gosh.
changing everything.
Like how?
Well, think about it.
Okay.
8 times increase in investment in AI since just 2022.
Wow, that's fast.
That's how fast things are moving.
So robots are coming for our jobs? Is that what you're saying?
Well, some jobs, yeah. I mean, the article says there will be like a net loss of 5 million jobs
Okay.
because of automation by 2030,
Right.
but it's also going to create a bunch of new jobs.
So it's not all doom and gloom.
No, not at all.
Okay, so it's more like jobs are evolving.
Exactly. It's about adapting,
Right.
learning new skills.
Right. And the article mentions 39% of current skill sets will be outdated by 2030.
Yeah, if you don't keep up.
So what skills should we be focusing on then?
Well, think about analytical thinking, adaptability,
Okay.
and leadership.
Interesting.
Those are going to be important.
Yeah, makes sense.
Absolutely.
Okay, so it's not just technology though, right?
Right.
This article mentions something about a green transition.
Yeah.
What is that?
Basically, it's the shift towards sustainability.
Okay.
Businesses are trying to reduce their carbon emissions, and that's creating a demand for all these green jobs.
Like what?
Oh, things like renewable energy engineers and environmental specialists.
So, like, if I learn how to build a solar panel, I'll be set.
Could be a good career move, yeah.
Okay, so there's tech jobs, green jobs, anything else?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Wow.
The article also talks about how important creativity is going to be and flexibility
Got it.
and resilience.
Why is that?
Well, think about all the economic uncertainty we're
Oh,
seeing.
yeah, true.
High inflation,
Yeah.
slower economic growth.
Makes sense.
You're going to need to be able to roll with the punches.
Yeah, it feels like a lot is happening all at once.
It is.
So what does this all mean for someone listening right now?
The main thing is
Okay.
lifelong learning isn't optional anymore.
Got it.
You have to keep up skilling and adapting
Right.
if you want to stay relevant.
To stay employed.
Basically, yeah. It's not just what, now, it's about being able to learn and grow.
Okay, I think I'm starting to get it. It's not about robots taking our jobs. It's about how we adapt to all this change
Exactly, and how we learn new things.
and find new opportunities.
Right.
I like it.
Me too.
Okay, so we've talked about technology and sustainability.
And the economy, of course.
Right, all these things impacting the future of work.
Yeah, big forces at play.
But there's something else we need to talk about.
What's that?
Demographics.
Oh, yeah, interesting point.
How do demographics even play into this?
Well, different parts of the world are seeing different demographic shifts.
Okay, like what?
Like in richer countries, you see aging populations,
Right.
more people retiring.
It makes
So
sense.
there's a growing need for healthcare workers.
Yeah, and people to take care of the
Yeah,
elderly.
exactly. All sorts of caregiving roles.
Okay, so what about other parts of the world?
Well, a lot of less wealthy countries have booming populations.
Lots of young people.
Huge numbers entering the workforce.
Wow. So it's like a double whammy.
Kinda, yeah.
More need for healthcare in aging populations.
Right.
Plus this huge influx of new workers.
Exactly. Both challenges and opportunities.
Challenges how?
Well, you got to make sure those young people have the skills they need.
To get jobs.
Yeah, to succeed in this crazy global economy.
Right. Otherwise, it could be bad.
Yeah, social unrest, economic problems.
But if they do have the right
Then
skills
it's a massive opportunity.
for everyone.
Yeah, for those countries, for the global economy.
So education is key.
Absolutely got to invest in workforce
In
development.
those regions especially.
Big time. And not just technical skills either.
What else?
All those uniquely human
Are you
skills.
talking about like creativity,
Yeah.
problem solving, adaptability?
Big one. That'll be important no matter where you are.
Right. So the future of work isn't just about robots.
Nope.
It's about people.
It's always about
It's
people.
about demographics and education.
Investing in human potential.
Yeah, preparing people for what's coming.
Exactly. Gotta be ready for the challenges and the opportunities.
Okay, I'm starting to see the bigger picture now.
Good, that's what we're here for.
Earlier we were talking about green jobs.
Uh-huh.
And the green transition.
Yeah.
Is that mostly a developed world thing?
Oh, not at all.
Really?
No, actually, a lot of developing countries are leading the way.
Why is that?
Well, they have tons of renewable energy resources.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like solar and wind.
Exactly, and they're really motivated.
To create sustainable growth.
Yeah, they see the potential.
So are we going to see a shift in where the jobs are?
Possibly, yeah.
Like, could some of the fastest growing job markets be in what we now call developing economies?
Could be, yeah, as the global economy changes.
And as sustainability becomes more important.
Definitely, we might see a whole redistribution of jobs.
That's a big change.
It is, and it brings up another point about adaptability.
Okay, what's that?
It's not just about learning new skills.
What else?
It's about being open to working in different places.
Oh, yeah.
Collaborating with people from all over.
Different cultures, different backgrounds.
Exactly. Got to have a global mindset.
So those are important skills too.
Super important. Being able to navigate cultural differences.
Right.
Communicating across borders.
Yeah.
Working seamlessly in a globalized world.
It's like we're all becoming global citizens.
In a way, yeah. Our personal lives and our professional lives.
I like that.
Me too.
Okay, so the future of work is global.
Interconnected, full of possibilities.
But it's up to us to be ready.
You got to embrace those possibilities, prepare for the journey.
All right. We've talked big picture stuff.
Yeah. Technology, sustainability, demographics, globalization.
Now let's zoom in a little. Okay. Talk about specific areas that are going to grow.
Sounds good.
Where should we start?
Well, remember those green jobs we talked about?
Huh?
Those are only going to become more common.
As the green transition keeps going.
Yeah. The article predicts a surge in demand.
For what?
For renewable energy engineers.
Mixes.
Environmental specialists, sustainable agriculture experts.
Okay, so anyone focused on sustainability, basically.
Yeah, anyone helping to create a more sustainable future.
I like it. It's not just an environmental thing.
Nope.
It's an economic engine, too.
Creating a whole new sector of the economy.
With its own jobs and its own skills.
Exactly.
It's pretty exciting.
And it's not just technical expertise either, right?
Right, you need creativity. Problem-solving skills.
And a deep understanding of how things work.
Yeah, these are complex systems.
So green jobs need a mix of hard skills and soft skills.
Absolutely. It's a theme we see everywhere.
So what are some of those soft skills that are going to be in demand?
Well, you got to be able to think critically.
Okay.
Communicate clearly.
Uh-huh.
Work well with others.
Right.
And adapt to change.
Those are going to be important in every field.
Pretty much. Yeah, those are the skills that help you thrive in a complex world.
So yeah, focus on technical skills.
Yeah.
But don't forget those human capabilities.
Couldn't agree more. It's about being well-rounded.
Being able to adapt to whatever comes your way.
That's the key.
Okay, that makes sense. What else should we be thinking about? Well, there's another area that's going to see huge growth.
What's that?
The care economy.
The care economy. What's that?
Basically, it's the part of the economy that provides care services.
Like what kind of care services?
Oh, healthcare, childcare, elder care, social work.
Okay, I get it.
And as the population ages.
Right, we were just talking about that.
The demand for these services is going to skyrocket.
So the care economy is going to grow.
Big time. Tons of job growth projected.
So it's not just about taking care of people.
No.
It's a major source of jobs.
It is, and it's not just technical skills either.
What else is needed?
You need empathy, compassion. A real understanding of human needs.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool how the future of work is shaping up.
It's this blend of high tech and high touch.
I like that high tech innovation and deeply human skills.
It's not one or the other, it's both.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So we need to leverage technology,
but
also nurture our human qualities.
Exactly. That's what makes us adaptable, resilient problem solvers.
I'm loving this. It sounds like the future of work is full of possibilities.
It is for those who are willing to embrace it.
Yeah, embrace change. Learn new things. Be curious.
That's the spirit.
So we've looked at a bunch of sectors that are going to grow.
Yeah, and we've talked about some of the skills that will be in demand.
But what about people who are feeling a little lost?
Lost.
Yeah, like they don't know where they fit in.
I get it. It's a lot to take in.
Yeah, it's overwhelming. What advice would you give them?
Well, that's a great question, and that's what we're going to talk about next.
Okay.
We're going to explore some strategies.
For what?
For identifying those in-demand skills.
Okay.
For navigating career transitions.
Got it.
And for embracing lifelong learning.
Sounds good.
We're going to give you some practical tips to thrive in this new world of work.
Can't wait. Stay tuned, listeners. We're going even deeper into the future of work.
Okay.
So we've covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, we have.
Technology, green transition, demographics, the care economy.
Big stuff.
It's a lot.
It is.
And it's all changing so fast.
Yeah, the pace of change is incredible.
So how do we keep up?
That's the question, right?
How do we prepare for this future of work?
Well, the good news is you don't have to do it all on your own.
What do you mean?
Well, this article we've been looking at, yeah. It actually talks about how organizations are stepping up.
To help their employees.
Exactly. They're investing in upskilling initiatives.
So companies are realizing this is important.
Oh, yeah, they get it.
They need to invest in their people.
If they want to stay competitive.
So it's not just about me going out and getting a bunch of new degrees.
No, not at all.
My company might actually help me.
They might. And even if they don't,
yeah.
There are tons of resources out there.
Like what?
Online courses, boot camps, certification programs.
So much stuff.
It's amazing, really.
It's like the whole world is our classroom.
Kinda, yeah. We have access to more information than ever before.
So it's up to us to take advantage of it.
Exactly. You got to take ownership of your own learning journey.
So I shouldn't wait for someone to tell me what to learn.
Nope.
I need to be proactive.
Figure out what skills are valuable in your field.
And then go get them.
Exactly. Be the CEO of your own career.
I like that CEO of my own career.
Think of upskilling as an investment strategy.
Investing in my future.
That's the idea.
Okay. I'm sold. I'm ready to invest.
Yeah.
Where do I even start?
Well, first things first. Think about what you're interested in.
What I'm passionate about.
Yeah. What gets you excited?
Because nobody wants to do something they hate all day.
No way. Even if it pays well.
You got to find something that sparks your curiosity.
Absolutely. Something that keeps you engaged.
So figure out what you like.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Then you research those fields.
See what skills are in demand.
Talk to people who are already doing those jobs.
Explore online learning platforms.
See what kind of training or education you might need.
It's like I'm a detective for my own career.
I like that, career detective.
Searching for clues about the future.
And then using those clues to chart your course.
And the best part is, I don't have to do it alone.
Oh yeah, there's tons of help out there.
This article is a good starting point.
It is.
But there are so many other resources too.
Career counselors, online forums, professional organizations.
They can all help me figure things out.
Definitely. They can provide guidance and insights.
And networking is important too, right?
Huge. You got to connect with people in your field.
Go to industry events.
Join online communities.
You never know who you might meet.
Or what you might learn.
It's all about being open to new possibilities.
And having a mindset of continuous learning.
That's what it all comes down to.
It does. The future of work is full of possibilities.
But we get to shape our own destiny.
We do. Isn't that exciting?
It is. It's a little daunting, but mostly exciting.
I agree.
So to everyone listening.
Yeah.
What are you going to do to prepare for the future of work?
What skills are you going to master?
What opportunities are you going to seize?
The future is calling.
Are you going to answer?
I hope so.
Thanks for diving deep with us today.
It's been fun.
Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep your eyes on the horizon.
The future of work is bright.
And it's waiting for you.